I remember in the book of John, chapter 3, Nicodemus went at night and asked Jesus, how can I see the kingdom? And Jesus said to him, you need to be born again. And Nicodemus said, how can I go in my mom's belly when I'm this old? And Jesus said, you need to be born with water and spirit. That's the baptism you were talking about. So, in my prayer, I'll ask Jesus not to return yet until you have been dunked. In our Bible reading today, we are reading from the book of Luke, chapter 11, verses 1 to 13. In the church Bible is 1042, page 1042. Have you found it? When you found it, we'll start. I shall read. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, when you pray, say, Father, our Lord be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation. Then Jesus said to them, suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him. And suppose the one inside answers, don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, you know to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your word that speaks the truth, for your word that guides us, for your word that leads us, for your word that is always before us. If we open anywhere in the Bible, we find guidance. If we read anywhere in the Bible, we can see God's love in all the words that we read. So Father, help us to understand what your word says. Father, help us to be led by your word. This morning, open our inner hearts as we listen to your word. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. May I have my theme on the screen there, please? Making a statement by actions. That's my theme. So anything that you do, you are making a statement. The way you walk, the way you sit, the way you eat, the way you drive your car, you are making a statement. I remember one day someone from this church was driving behind me. And after some time they said, Gilson, you were turning all these traffic circles. You didn't even indicate at once. So whatever you do, you are making a statement. Remember that in your life. We've just celebrated Christmas. Someone told me it has been 2 weeks now. New Year has been a week. A week. But do you remember that picture that comes in your mind? What was in your street? What was in your street that you can remember vividly without anyone prompting you? What was in your street? Blinking lights. That is a statement that the residents in that house made by putting those lights. They were involved in that action. Some are still having the nightmare of January and Christmas celebrations. Not in this country, but in other countries that I know, they call it January disease. Because of the overexpending of Christmas, some people are now struggling to find money for their school fees for their children. We are blessed here. Children just went to school. We are not struggling to pay the fees. But in other places, because now Christmas and New Year celebrations have actually emptied their pockets, so they are struggling to do that. Making a statement by your actions. So, our actions that we want to make a statement today is about recommitting ourselves to the work of the kingdom here at Landon Baptist Church. Are you with me? So 2017, it must be different from 2016 to all of us. If you were only washing 2 cups last year in 2016, can you wash 4 this year, please? Recommitting to the work of the kingdom. According to our reading today in the book of Luke, Luke writes to tell us what Jesus did on that day. First and foremost, he taught his disciples how to pray. Wow. So Jesus started this episode of his teaching to his disciples by praying. Jesus illustrated how they should pray. So from chapter Luke 11 verses 5 to 8, Jesus talks about a certain person. Who can remember that person? It's not said by name. Who is he Jesus mentions in there? Pardon? Yeah, but he uses another word. What is the word? Friend. Friend. Jesus said friend. But how many friends were there in that story? No, 3. With 3 friends there. Amen. Amen. So there were 3 friends. There's something I want you to notice. Hunger has no limit. If you are hungry, it's either you are prompted to go and steal. If you are hungry, you are prompted to go and beg. If you are hungry, all shyness goes away when you're asking. This time of the friend's visit was midnight when you are enjoying your sleep at that time. And someone knocks at your door. I think we are used to this, if someone just knocks at your door, the first thing we tell him, "Oh, mate, you should have phoned me before coming." Don't you say so? But we don't hear of a telephone conversation here. The guy just pitched up. How annoying was that? Jesus tells us this story. He says a friend goes to a friend to ask for a bread. And he wanted 3 loaves as well. I don't know why he wanted 3. But I want you with me to go deeper in this story. There's something we are going to discover together. In those 3 friends in that parable, there's a friend who is bigger than the other 2 friends. But before I went in, I looked at the meaning of the word friend. According to the Chambers Dictionary, the word friend stands for a person loving or attached to another, a close, intimate acquaintance, a well-wisher, a supporter, a member of the society, so named, a relative, according to the Scottish. So I picked the word supporter and relative. Friendship means that you are related to me. So there is no barrier there when you are friends, when you are relatives. If your biological sister comes to you even without telephoning you, knocking at the door with a problem, do you ask them why they have come without even giving a notice? You don't. Do you? You don't. This is your biological sister, your biological brother, your biological mother, your biological father is knocking at the door at midnight. You don't ask them why they came without even giving a notice. We don't ask. This is exactly what happened on that night. A disturbing night. The friend knocked. At first, the friend in the house said, I'm in bed and the door is already bolted. Don't bother me. But did you notice something in that verse as well? As Jesus was talking about this friend, I don't know whether it's only me or you also saw it. Did you look at the word friend? It's written in capital letter in the middle of the sentence. Did you notice that? Maybe it's my Bible. Yours maybe could be in a small letter. It's capital letter F. Yes. A capital letter. I tried to look into the commentaries and I researched it everywhere. I couldn't find it. But I ended up saying to myself, friend, to me they represent God. God, though we sometimes disobey him, but still, he is a compassionate God. With all our mistakes that we make, he always says, these are my children. Let me give them this. So this friend gets up. To me, that friend represents God. God is a compassionate God who says, these are my children. I will give them their needs. I'm related to God. God is my father. He's my supporter. He's my relative. So he will not let me suffer. He will not let me suffer. I'm also, my DNA has got Adam in me. So I'm related to God. Adam, the first human being who was not born, but created. I'm related to him. So God wouldn't let me suffer. Jesus says, suppose one of you has a friend and goes to him at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. Because of a friend of mine, on a journey has come to me and I have nothing to give before me. Understand, during those days in the Middle East, the only best time to travel was during the night. Because the temperatures are soaring hot. I haven't been to the Middle East, but those who have been there, I think, they can witness what I'm saying. So this was the best time to travel without the burdening of heat hindering your journey. So this friend at that time had no bread. So to them it was a normal thing for someone to knock at that time because traveling was done at night. And also it was customary for the host to feed whoever comes to you asking for food. So today, we are the host. When someone comes to us here at our church, we feed them. So the feeding that I'm asking for you this morning, someone is knocking at the door at midnight.